Lift up those hands. Let's give him thanks tonight. Let's give him praise. Magnify him and exalt his name. Give him thanks. Give him praise. Worship him. Father, I saw a January, February, March, and this is the first Wednesday in the month of April. Exalt your holy name. I magnify you. Thank you and thank you and thank you, Lord. Jesus, most marvelous name, we have given thanks.
Amen.
You see, many of us make mistakes by thinking that waking up in the morning is a right. Waking up in the morning is not a right, it's a privilege. There are people who are better than us, who slept last night and didn't wake up in the morning. Every time I just say, Lord, I woke up again today. Why? Thank you.
Thank you, Lord.
So, for saying the month of April is not a right, pledge. Therefore, lift up those hands and give God thanks from your heart. Lord, I thank you from my heart. I give you praise. I give you glory. I give you honor and I give you adoration. I slept, I awoke. Because you sustained me. Lord, I slept and I awoke because you sustained me. It's a privilege to be alive again. It's a privilege to be alive again. It is a privilege to be alive again. Father, I thank you. Blessed be your name. In Jesus' most precious name, we have given thanks.
Amen.
Father, we thank you again for tonight. This first midweek service of the month of April, speak to us, O Lord.
Amen.
Let our faith be boosted.
Amen.
Let nothing be impossible for us again.
Amen.
Let your name be glorified.
Amen.
Before this month runs to an end, let us return with testimonies.
Amen.
Thank you, everlasting Father. In Jesus' marvelous name we pray.
Amen.
Congratulate your neighbor for me on your right and left. Tell your neighbor it's a new day for you. Tell your neighbor this month is your month. In the name of Jesus Christ. Put those hands together. Please be seated comfortably for the little time that we have tonight very quickly. Our teaching series will be for the midweek services, Understanding the Mystery of Faith. This will be part one. Understanding the Mystery of faith. And please take note that faith is not normal. What I say? Faith is not normal. Faith is not popular. Faith is a mystery. Understanding the mystery of faith. Faith is a mystery. What is a mystery? A mystery is something that the normal mind cannot comprehend. Faith, a mystery, is something that the normal mind cannot comprehend. That makes faith a mystery. 1 Timothy 3 and verse 9. 1 Timothy 3, 9. Holding the mystery of faith. Holding the mystery of the faith. So, faith. That makes faith a mystery. Holding the mystery of the faith. And now listen to this. Mysteries are born out of spiritual understanding. Mysteries are born out of spiritual understanding. Faith is one mystery that irritates the devil when it is firm. Faith is one mystery that irritates the devil when it is firm. Faith is one mystery that confuses the devil because he doesn't understand it. doesn't understand why you should still be staying and be saying what you are saying. When what you are saying is contrary to what you are saying. Faith is one mystery that puts him out of the equation. Faith is one mystery that puts the devil out of the equation. That is why he is all out to attack our faith. He prefers to attack our faith than to attack our health. Why? He knows when faith is attacked, it will affect health. All you need to attack is their faith. When you attack their faith, it will automatically affect their health. That is why he is all out to attack our faith. But when faith is in place, he is confused, he is powerless, he is manipulativeness. If there is any word like that, glory to God. Is what? Confused, powerless, manipulativeness. And why so? When we engage the word, then the enemy submits, because he does not understand why we are standing on the word. The word grows our faith, and the word scares the devil. The word of God scares the devil. Isaiah chapter 14 and verse 24. It says, the Lord of hosts hath sworn. Saying, surely, as I have thought, so shall it come to pass. As I have proposed, so shall it stand. The Lord of hosts has sworn, saying, as I have thought, I am even thinking it, I have not said it yet. As I have thought, so shall it come to pass. And as I have purposed, in other words, I've thought about it, is now in my mind, nothing can change it. It is I have conceived it. It cannot change. Now, what now happens when I say it? I have thought about it. I have conceived it. Nothing can change it. That's what he said, and his word is his bond. His word is the foundation for our faith. Why? Psalm 89 and verse 4. This is now what he said. My covenant will I not break, nor alter the thing that is gone out of my lips. I won't change what I have conceived. I will not change what I have said. My covenant will I not change. I have said it. I will not change my mind. The Bible says he cannot lie. The Bible says he has never lied. He will not lie. He will never lie. His word is his bond. Luke chapter 8, 43 to 48. And a woman with the issue of blood, 12 years, which had spent all her living upon physicians, neither could be healed of any, came behind him, touched the hem of his garment, and immediately an issue of blood stanched. And Jesus said, who touched me? That is, when you see Jesus, just change it to the word. The word said, who touched me? And when all denied, Peter and they, now listen, even those who were touching him physically denied it. Because everybody was touching him. The Bible says everybody was thronging him. Even those who are touching him physically, because they don't know where he's going to. Who touched me? They don't know what, and they know what he can do. They don't know where he's going to. Who touched me? Everybody denied. And when all denied, Peter and they that were with him said, Master, the multitude thronged thee. In other words, everybody's touching you. So what are you talking about? And press thee. And says that who touched me? That's why everybody's denying. Because they don't know. All of us are touching you. We don't know who we are talking about. Keep going. Now, and Jesus said, somebody hath touched me. And I perceive that virtue is gone out of me. Some of you are touching me physically. There is somebody that didn't touch me physically. Just touched the hem of my garment. But got something. Who is that person? And the Bible says, and when the woman saw that she was not healed, she came trembling and falling down before him and declared unto him before all the people that for what she had touched him and how she was healed. And there was no mention of doubt in her mind. The mention of doubt can be traced to the devil, but there was no mention of doubt. That means our faith completely eliminated the devil from the equation. When faith comes, it automatically eliminates the devil from the equation. There was no mention of the devil. There was no mention of doubt. And that completely eliminated the devil from the equation. When faith is activated and alive, the result is victory on all sides. 1 John 5:4, for whatsoever is born of God overcometh the world, and this is the victory that overcometh the world, even our faith. We overcome by faith. We win by faith. All the overcomers in scriptures, all those who won in scriptures, won by faith, overcame by faith. Hebrews 11, verses 1 to 2. And now faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. For by faith the elders obtained a good report. Verse 4. By faith, and then he began to name them. By faith, Abel became an overcomer. Verse 5. By faith, Enoch became an overcomer. Verse 7. By faith, Noah became an overcomer. Verse 8. By faith, Abraham became an overcomer. Every victorious person in scriptures overcame by faith. That means obedience of faith concerning his word keeps the enemy out of the equation. How do we overcome by faith? By obedience. Doing what he says to do. Deuteronomy 28 and verse 1. And it shall come to pass, if thou shalt hearken diligently unto the voice of the Lord thy God. And then what will happen? That the Lord thy God shall set thee on high. In other words, you will be victorious when you obey. Faith is the weapon that renders the devil irrelevant. Glorious, glory to God. 2 Corinthians chapter 10, 3 to 6, for though we walk in the flesh, we do not war after the flesh. For the weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but mighty through God. To the pulling down of strongholds. Now, verse 5. Casting down imaginations and every high thing that exalted itself against the knowledge of God. Our obedience of scriptures shuts him down. Jesus confronted him by the word, if you remember. In Matthew chapter 4, verses 1 to 11, the Bible says Jesus went, fasted 40 days and 40 nights, and then the devil came to him. Verse 5 now. And the devil took him. The Bible says the devil taketh him up into a holy city and set him on the pinnacle of the temple and said unto him, if thou be the Son of God, cast thyself down, for it is written. The devil was using scriptures. For it is written, he shall give his angels charge concerning thee, and in their hands they shall bear thee up. Lest at any time thou shalt dash thy foot against a stone. And in verse 7, Jesus said unto him, it is written again. It is written again. Thou shalt not tempt the Lord thy God. And the devil, verse 8, taketh him up again into an exceeding high mountain, and showed him all the kingdom of the world and the Lord and the glory of them. And he said unto him, all these things will I give thee, if you worship me. Verse 10, Jesus said unto him, get thee hence, Satan, for it is written. Engaging the word is faith, which frustrates the devil. It keeps him out of the equation. You want the devil to get out of your back? Engage the word. The word, engaging the word means having faith in what is said. But what is faith? Very quickly. What is faith? Number one, faith differentiates between winning and losing believers. Faith differentiates between winning and losing believers. They are both believers, but there is a winning side and there is a losing side. You know, after service on Sunday, this past Sunday, after a while, after some meetings, I remember that my team had played a match. And then I quickly looked up my phone and I saw, we lost 2-0. So I kept quiet. I didn't talk to anybody about it again. I just kept quiet and was sucking it in by myself. Glory to God. Why? The winning team are the noise makers. The losing team keep quiet. What are you going to say? What do you want to say? Oh, we lost by 2-0. Glory to God. You have lost. You have lost. So I just kept. I didn't even watch it again. Because like I said, I don't want to give myself any hyper anything. You have lost. I've checked it. You lost 2-0. I didn't watch it again. If we had won, I could watch it 10 times. Because, we are going to score again now. We are going to score again now. That's the beauty of playing back. Life is dangerous. Glory to God. You lost 2-0. I kept quiet. The losing team are quiet, mourning. The winning team are noisemakers, celebrating. Nobody will be on the losing team. Amen. Faith keeps us on the winning team, which turns us to noisemakers. Even those who I know that support the team, I didn't talk to them at all, so that they won't say anything that will make me dampen my spirit. Or anything. I didn't say anything to anybody. If we had won, what did MU do today? Glory to God. But I kept quiet. No. I don't want anybody to do anything. The winning team are noisemakers. No matter what, you cannot shut up the winning team. How many understand what I'm talking about? Now, put it up technical, please. On the side of the winning team, where faith exists, there is prosperity. On the side of the losing team is impoverish. Again, on the side of the winning team, where faith exists, there is health. Good health. On the side of the losing team, where there is no faith, sickly believers. The good news is, there is no permanent losing team. Except in football. But when it comes to this kingdom, there is no permanent, that every time you are always losing. Even in football, there are times that you will win against the highest team. I mean, you understand what I'm talking about? There is no permanent losing team. So somebody can be on the losing team today and then by faith jump to the winning team in this kingdom. You want to migrate to the winning team? Grow your faith. Matthew 9:29. Then touched he their eyes, saying, according to your faith, be it unto you. You have an idea of the winning team by faith. You can cross from the losing team to the winning team. You are crossing tonight.
Amen.
I said this month, you are crossing.
Amen.
You are crossing to the winning team.
Amen.
Number two, what is faith? It is the most potent force in the universe, in the whole universe. Faith is the most potent force in the whole universe. Potent means powerful. We can also say, therefore, that faith is the most powerful force in the whole universe. Mark 9:23, Jesus said unto him, if thou canst believe, if all things, then all things are possible to him that believeth. Which means, by faith, nothing is impossible. All, everything, anything is possible by faith. It is the most potent force in the whole universe. But very quickly, because of time, let's run. What makes faith a mystery? Remember, we said understanding the mystery of faith. What makes faith a mystery? Number one, faith secures the hand of God at will. Every time we exercise faith, the hand of God is stretched out forth. Faith seek. So that means if you want to see the hand of God, you keep your faith alive. You exercise your faith. You want to see the hand of God, put your faith on the line. 1 Kings 8:15, and he said, blessed be the Lord God of Israel, which spake with his mouth unto David my father, and hath with his hand fulfilled it. In other words, he spoke to my father David, and because my father believed it, his hand provoked the fulfillment of what he said. His hand provoked, he said, and blessed be the Lord God of Israel. He spoke to my father, you said it, your hand will do it. Verse 24, who has kept with my servant David, my father, that what thou that promised him, thou speakest also with thy mouth, and hast fulfilled it with thy hand, as it is this day. Those who believe his word will always see his hand. You believe his word, you will see his hand. Somebody will see his hand this month.
Amen.
I said you will see his hand this month.
Amen.
Isaiah 53 and verse 1. Who had believed our report, and to whom is the arm of the Lord revealed? So those who believe the report of the Lord are those whose hand, who will see his hand. We cannot enter this land. There are giants in the land. 10 people said so. 2 people said, no, they build as meat for us. Let us go up now. Those who believed it, those 2 people saw his hand. Because then God said, those 2 people, I will make sure that you get there. But you see these 10, they will perish in this land, in this wilderness. Those who believe his word will always see his hands. It does not matter what the circumstances look like. What he told you, do you have enough faith to believe it? Because there is nothing God tells you that you can do by yourself. None of us have capacity to do what God says he will do. You don't have the capacity. Everything God says, the devil will contest. Everything. Check scriptures. Everything God says to do, the devil will want to contest it. Do you have power over the devil? He that saith is the one that doeth. He seeth with his mouth, he doeth with his hand. Because the Bible says, inside the hand lies his power. You will see his hand this month.
Amen.
I didn't hear your amen.
Amen.
Number 2, what makes faith a mystery? It quenches all the fiery darts of the enemy. The enemy is throwing arrows and the enemy cannot miss. When he's throwing arrows, but faith makes the arrow lose its power before it gets to us. Have you seen people throwing darts before? Have you watched them? They are very focused. They don't miss. They target it and throw it, and they don't really miss. And you know, if human beings miss, the devil will not miss. That's his area. He's a perfectionist in that area. He has already targeted. He's already watching. When you don't know that he's watching you, he's already watching you. And then he... But the Bible says, faith is the weapon that before it hits you, he has diverted it. Faith is that weapon that diverts it. Ephesians 6:16, above all, taking the shield of faith, wherewith ye shall be able to quench all the fiery darts. It's not an ordinary dart. It is a fiery dart of the devil. It won't get you again.
Amen.
I said it won't get you forever. Look at what David said, Psalm 91 and verse 5. Thou shalt not be afraid of the terror by night, nor for the arrow that flieth by day. The arrow. So he is a master in throwing darts at people. But the weapon we have to shut off the arrows he's sending is the weapon of faith. Your faith you will not miss. Your faith will not lose.
Amen.
What makes faith a mystery? Number three, faith provokes divine intervention whenever required. You want to see the hand of God? You want to see the intervention of heaven? Engage faith. Matthew 9:27-29. And when Jesus departed hence, two blind men came to him, crying and saying, Thou son of David, have mercy on us. And when he was coming to the house, the blind men came to him, and Jesus said unto them, Before I can intervene, I need to confirm your faith. Believe ye that I am able to do this? He said unto him, Yea, Lord. Then he touched their eyes, saying, According to your faith, be it unto you. Only those who believe provoke the divine intervention of God. You believe it? Then it comes true for you because it cannot lie. You believe it? Then it comes true for you because he will not disgrace himself. Not because of you, but because of himself. You know, those who manufacturers will put a seal on that thing and tell you that if there is anything wrong with this thing, bring it back. Bring it back. Some of them will say, we give you 5 years,
warranty.
Bring it back. What are they simply saying? We stand on what we have said. We stand on this stamp. We stand on the name. If anything happens, bring it back. We change it for you. If you tell them we are suing you, it is one day for the 5 years to be over. And this thing is now doing crack, 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 crack. We are going to sue you. They will say, please, just drive it in. We'll give you a new one again. Why? Their name, not because of you, but their name is at stake. Do you know how many people will say, when you come up with it and say, hey, these people, they are liars, oh. They said they would do this, they didn't do it. Do you know how many people it will affect? And their business? And God is into the business of gathering people. He will not allow his name to be at stake. So for his name's sake, he does what he has told you that he will do. Not for you. Even when you don't believe, sometimes he does it for you. Glory to God.
Hallelujah.
Only those who believe provoke the intervention of God. John 11:40. Jesus said unto her, I said unto thee, if thou wouldest believe, thou shouldest see the glory of God. Anytime or every time we need the intervention of heaven, faith is the mystery that makes it happen. Glory to God. I say glory to God. Number four, faith is in the now. There is now mystery of faith, which means faith does not wait. Faith is in the now. Faith is not about the past. It does not wait for the future. It is a now force. Faith makes a demand and receives it now. John 11:21-24. Then said Martha unto Jesus, Lord, if thou hast been here, it means you are referring to the past. If thou hast been here, my brother had not died. That's in the past now. Jesus was saying, no, forget about that. That's not why I'm here. I'm not talking about the past. Martha said unto him, I know that he shall rise again. Jesus said, he will rise again. I know that he shall rise again, but in the resurrection, that is in the future. Jesus said, don't you understand what I'm saying? The faith is not in the past. Faith is not in the future. Do you believe that he can rise now? It's not in the past. It's not in the future. Faith is in the now. If you believe now, your brother will rise now. Verse 43, and when he had thus spoken, he cried with a loud voice, Lazarus, come forth. And the Bible says, and he that was dead came forth, bound hand and foot with grave clothes, and his face was bound about with a napkin. Jesus said unto them, loose him and let him go. Others may wait, but faith does not wait. I had a story many years ago of God's servant, Bishop David Oyedepo, of a family that had lost their baby. And they went to him. From the story, they said the woman was not crying again. The mother of the baby was not crying again. I guess she probably had cried and had gotten tired. It was the man that was crying. Took the baby to the God's servant and said, my baby died. And then God's servant, he said, from the story I heard, they said if he was eating when they came, he finished eating before he went down, before he went to attend to them. When he got there, just held the baby and said, except God has not called me. Hey, baby, come back alive. They said the baby didn't come back. So the man took his baby and was crying again. Baby didn't come back. They said they went and already had a grave dug. And in the middle of the night, as they were carrying the baby to the grave, they just had, and baby came back to life. Glory to God. Well, did it happen when he prayed? Yes! But the manifestation was a little bit later. That you have prayed does not mean you have not received. But the receiving of it is anchored on your faith. That is that it has happened already. What is the proof that it has happened already? You won't ask for it again. When you know it has happened, you won't ask for it again. You will just remind the person. You said you are paying my school fees, so I'm just reminding you because I know you won't lie. You can't lie to me. So I'm just reminding you. Baby came back to life. Everything that is not of God in your life that you need faith on, this month, it won't elude you. Amen. Your amen is weak.
Amen.
I said this month it will not elude you. This month it will not elude you. For your healing, it will not elude you. This month, every sickness dies off. Every disease dies off. Whatsoever is not of God in your life dies off. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, rise up on your feet with me and give God thanks tonight. Give him all the praise and all the glory. Give him all the honor and all adoration. Magnify and exalt him. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. And thank you, Lord. Blessed be your name. Thank you, King of glory. Be thou magnified. In Jesus' most glorious name we have prayed. In Jesus' precious name we have prayed. One day Jesus was going somewhere and he was hungry, he desired to eat fruit. He saw a fig tree, he desired to eat fruit of it. The Bible says he got there and there was no fruit on the fig tree and he cursed the fig tree. The Bible didn't tell us that the fig tree withered immediately. But Jesus knew that it will wither, it has withered already. He said when they were coming back, Peter saw it and said, "Ah, Master, the fig tree that thou caused, see, it withered from the root." And then Jesus said, "If you have faith as a grain of mustard seed, not only will you do what I did to the fig tree, you will say to this mountain, be thou removed, be thou cast into the sea, and it will not fail." You know why our faith fails? Because we don't believe from the day we have spoken. The day you speak, when you have faith and you believe it, it has already happened. But there are times that you need to just wait for the delivery. It has happened. But wait for the delivery. It has already happened. Wait for the delivery. And then some people are bothering God and bothering God and bothering God again. As God said, I've already done it. Wait for it. Faith does not wait means that you are not praying today and tomorrow and tomorrow and next tomorrow for the same thing. Because you are doing that because you have not believed that the first prayer has been answered. It's already done. Wait for it. It's already done. Tell your neighbor, it is done. Wait for it. It is done. Wait for it. For some people, it will happen now. For some people, it is happening right now. That sickness, you won't see it again. That disease, you won't see it again. In the name of Jesus Christ. That whatsoever is negative in your life that you want cleared off, you will not see it again. For example, somebody that is single, you are praying tonight, Lord, send me my husband. Send me my wife. God has done it. But you are going home tonight. Are you now going to be going home and saying, where is he? Where is he? Where is she? Where is she? No. If you believe, God has already done it. Then what happens is, you know he has done it, you are just waiting for manifestation. You believe it, you wait for the manifestation, because God is in the now. Faith is in the now. Whatsoever, as the Lord liveth, that you came in here with today as a challenge, as you are going home now, it is turning to you for a testimony. Thank you, everlasting Father. In Jesus' marvelous name. Amen. Somebody's here tonight, all heads bowed and all eyes closed. You want to say, Lord Jesus, I want to know you as my personal Lord and my Savior. Help me tonight. Someone else wants to say, Lord, I did know you before, but I want to rededicate my life to you. Why not? Whatever category you find yourself, put your right hand on your heart. Let me pray with you, online and on ground. Tonight, let me pray with you. And if you are there tonight, repeat these words after me very quickly. Say with me, Lord Jesus, I've come to you tonight just as I am. I know I'm a sinner, but I know you died for me. And on the third day you rose again, that I might be justified. Thank you, Jesus, for saving me. Thank you, Lord, because now I am born again. In Jesus' precious name. Father, thank you for these precious souls. Your grace brought them. Let the same grace preserve them. Amen. These ones will never go back to perdition again. Amen. They will begin to take root downwards, bear fruit upwards to the praise and glory of your name. Amen. Thank you, eternal Father. Jesus, whose precious name we have prayed. Amen. If you said that prayer in your heart,
Well, why not? Wave your hands to Jesus wherever you are right now.
Are blessed Amen. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. You know, there are some times that we actually learn from the least of places. You can learn from your son. Faith can come from your daughter. Faith can come from the least expected place. How many understand what I'm talking about? For a child to come and say, Dad, this thing says that the phone is still somewhere around the house.
Well, I wanted, not that I believed that, but I wanted to believe what she came to me with. And then when we were checking, and myself and the brother, we were inside our cold. We were going out, and I said, no, you know what? Me, I'm not going out again. This cold is not pleasant. Glory to God. But it says, and I looked at it, I said, but this was 2 days ago. I beg, please. This was 2 days ago. It may not be accurate. Technology may not be accurate. But 28 days later, we found the phone where that technology said it was. Outside, inside, buried inside the snow. And it's still working. Is there something? There are some things that will boost your faith. It has boosted my faith, sir. That there is nothing impossible. 28 days inside the snow is still working. There will be no loss for anyone.
Amen.
I said there will be no loss for anyone.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus Christ. Not even the minutest thing will you lose.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus Christ. We declare the communion table blessed tonight.
Amen.
We decree that nobody will lose their health.
Amen.
Nobody will lose their strength.
Amen.
Nobody will lose their jobs.
Amen.
Whatsoever you have lost, there shall be restoration.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus Christ. In this assembly, there shall be no loss.
Amen.
No loss of lives.
Amen.
No loss of strength.
Amen.
No loss of resources.
Amen.
No loss of business.
Amen.
No loss of career.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus Christ. So shall it be. In Jesus' most glorious name we have prayed. As you partake of the table tonight, be renewed. Be refreshed. In the Jesus' marvelous name we pray. Every sickness will be swallowed up tonight. Every disease will be swallowed up tonight. In Jesus' marvelous name we pray. Please wait for your turn to partake of the communion table as the overcomer's voice minister. After